On the afternoon of August 25, 1944, an American Jeep careened down the sunlit Champs-Élysées as its driver tried to avoid the double menace of Wehrmacht tanks still prowling the boulevards and mobs of joyful Parisians celebrating liberation. The Jeep's occupants included Colonel David Bruce and Ernest Hemingway, the latter buoyant in his role as self-appointed head of a very irregular band of French partisans. The two men had just ascended the Arc de Triomphe for a panoramic view of the City of Light on the day of its deliverance. With the monument still under fire from German artillery, the colonel and the novelist could see armored vehicles dueling and crowds cheering in alternate streets. Leaving the monument, the Americans and their party hurried to the Travelers Club and then on to the Ritz Hotel, by then deserted by its German patrons. In the lobby, the manager, accustomed in quieter times to receiving the cream of European society, looked with alarm as this band of heavily armed men approached. He relaxed when he recognized the two Americans as pre-war guests of the hotel and asked if he could be of any help. With a glance at their ragged but euphoric troops, they replied eagerly, "We would like 50 martini cocktails." This vignette from that tumultuous day, soon to be recounted with dubious embellishment by Hemingway and others as the liberation of the Ritz Bar, was captured in the diary kept by Colonel Bruce. David K.E. Bruce was no ordinary officer, but the London branch chief of the Office of Strategic Services, the main American intelligence agency of the war. Spanning much of his tenure with OSS and published here in their entirety for the first time, Bruce's diaries reveal in an understated, self-deprecating style the wartime experiences of an exceptional American. Before he witnessed the liberation of Paris, Bruce wrote of the lengthy preparations for victory, of the early days as OSS tried to learn espionage tradecraft from its British cousin, MI6, without being dominated by that more seasoned agency, of the incongruity of dining at Claridge's while bombs rained on London, and of the exhilaration of seeing the grand spectacle at Normandy as the Allies began to reclaim Europe from Nazi rule. The great Allied captains cast their shadows, if not their words, before the diarist pen: Churchill and Roosevelt, Eisenhower and Montgomery, Patton, de Gaulle, Bradley. Bruce's diaries do not focus, however, on either the apex of power, where a few willful men